A new park in the Summit View subdivision will be named Den Bosch Family Park. During their regular meeting on November 20, council voted unanimously in favor of the new name for the park to be installed at 31 Plues Drive, following community consultation in April. Two names were submitted as possibilities, with Den Bosch Family Park coming out victorious. The playground construction project is being tendered this month, with a goal of having construction completed by the end of 2024. The suggested name was put forward by resident Kathy De Reuter, who attended council to speak about her reasoning this week. De Reuter noted that her parents-in-law, when they moved to Collingwood in the 1950s, were welcomed by the Den Bosch. That was why, when I heard that, the town was looking for suggestions for a name for the Summit View Park, I knew I had to submit Den Bosch Family Park, said De Reuter. In my view, it's very appropriate that an immigrant family who took a brave step in coming to Collingwood in 1949 be recognized in this way. The Den Bosch originally came to Collingwood in 1949 along with their 7 sons and 2 daughters. They came specifically in response to an ad from Smarts Brothers, offering employment on their farms. Eventually, the Den Bosch family purchased land on Poplar Side Road to start their own farm and build a home, where the Summit View development exists now. I can't say I know every member of the Den Bosch family, as the family has grown from the original 11 to about 175 people who still live in Collingwood, Stayner, Clearview and Wasaga Beach, said De Reuter. Under the current design for the new park presented to the public in April, the park will include a playground, a community gathering space, a large lawn area that could be converted into a temporary natural skating rink, an internal walkway, trail system, a multi-use sports pad, bike racks and seating. Council voted unanimously in favor of naming the new park Den Bosch Family Park. Coun. Kathy Jeffery and Coun. Deb Doherty were absent. For more information on the park's progress, click here.